Quiero agradecer a todos a los que vinieron en la mañana.
I know this is different, right?
Sé que esto es diferente.
Having combined services is not normal.
Tener servicios combinados no es normal.
Having bilingual services is not normal.
Tener servicios bilingües no es normal.
But for those who haven't noticed, we are not a normal church.
Pero para aquellos que no lo han notado, nosotros no somos una iglesia normal.
And I say amen to that. Amen?
Y digamos amén a eso.
Because we serve no ordinary God, do we?
Porque no servimos a un Dios ordinario, ¿verdad?
Amen, amen, amen. So if you have your Bibles, open them to Mark chapter 16.
So si usted tiene su Biblia, o ábrela en Marcos capítulo 16.
And we have it on the screen for you as well.
Y ahí lo tenemos en la pantalla.
But I'm sure you want to read it out of your Bibles.
Pero yo creo que usted quiere leerlo de su Biblia.
Amen. I'll give you a second.
Le voy a dar un segundo.
Would you rise to your feet then as we read the word of the Lord?
¿Puede ponerse de pie para leer la palabra de Dios?
I'll read half first. Yeah. Beginning in verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back.
All the way to 8, right?
Sí, ahorita, pero yeah. Primero 4.
Oh, 4, okay. Marcos, capítulo 16, del 1 al 8. Cuando pasó el sábado, María Magdalena, María la madre de Jacobo y Salomé, compraron especias aromáticas para ir a ungirlo. Muy de mañana, el primer día de la semana, vinieron al sepulcro recién salido el sol, pero decían entre sí, ¿quién nos removerá la piedra de la entrada del sepulcro? Pero cuando miraron, vieron removida la piedra, aunque era muy grande.
As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place that they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
Y cuando entraron en el sepulcro, vieron a un joven sentado al lado derecho, cubierto de una larga ropa blanca, y se asustaron. Pero les dijo, no os asustéis, buscáis a Jesús Nazareno, el que fue crucificado, ha resucitado y no está aquí. Mirad el lugar en donde lo pusieron, pero ir y decir a sus discípulos y a Pedro que él va delante de vosotros a Galilea, allí lo veréis como os dijo. Ellas salieron huyendo del sepulcro porque les había entrado temblor y espanto y no dijeron nada a nadie porque tenían miedo.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Esta es la palabra de Dios para el pueblo de Dios.
Amen. You may be seated.
Puede sentarse.
As Christians, we celebrate the resurrection.
Como cristianos, nosotros celebramos la resurrección.
And Easter is like our Super Bowl.
Y la Pascua es como el Super Bowl.
And people will come to that game.
Y la gente va a venir al juego ese.
Even if you don't watch any other football, you might watch the Super Bowl.
Aunque no vean otros juegos, pero va a ver el Super Bowl.
And some come just for the shows.
Y algunos vienen solamente por el espectáculo.
Some just come for the children's program or the baptisms.
Otros vienen tal vez solamente por el espectáculo de los niños o los bautismos.
But at least they come.
Pero por lo menos llegan.
We come and we gather expecting to hear about this empty tomb and how Jesus rose from the dead, how he was resurrected.
Venimos y nos reunimos esperando oír hablar de la tumba vacía y de cómo Jesús se levantó de entre los muertos y de cómo él resucitó.
And that's important.
Y eso es importante.
It's super important.
Es super importante.
Because God has defeated death.
Porque Dios ha vencido la muerte.
And that should give us hope in so many ways, right?
Y esto debería darnos esperanza en muchas maneras.
But it can only give us hope if we understand some of its implications and then actually believe it to be true.
Pero solo puede darnos esperanza si entendemos algunas de sus implicaciones y realmente creemos que eso es cierto.
N.T. Wright, who may be my favorite theologian, shares a profound truth.
N.T. Wright, que podría ser mi teólogo favorito, comparte una profunda verdad.
The point of the resurrection is not simply that the Creator God has done something remarkable for one solitary individual, as people today sometimes imagine is the supposed thrust of the Easter proclamation.
El punto de la resurrección no es simplemente que el Dios creador haya hecho algo notable por un individuo solitario, como la gente de hoy a veces imagina que es la supuesta proclamación de la Pascua, sino que en y a través de la resurrección, la presente era malvada. You don't go there.
I didn't go there yet, okay, but that's okay. Uh-huh. But that in and through the resurrection, the present evil age has been invaded by the age to come, and the time of restoration, return, covenant renewal, and forgiveness.
Sino que en y a través de la resurrección, la presente era malvada, ha sido invadida por la era venidera, el tiempo de la restauración, el regreso y la renovación del pacto y el perdón.
Listen to this. An event has occurred as a result of which the world is a different place and human beings have the new possibility to become a different kind of people.
Escucha esto. Ha ocurrido un evento como resultado del cual el mundo es un lugar diferente y los seres humanos tienen nuevas posibilidades de convertirse en un tipo diferente de personas.
See, this is important because we can have hope as Christians because a real event in the course of human history occurred.
Mire, esto es importante porque podemos tener nosotros esperanza como cristianos porque ha ocurrido un acontecimiento real en el curso de la historia humana.
Do we get that?
¿Lo entendemos?
This real event.
Este evento real.
Change the world so that we, human beings, now have this new possibility to become a different kind of people.
Cambió el mundo para que nosotros, los seres humanos, ahora tengamos esta nueva posibilidad de convertirnos en un tipo diferente de personas.
This is what God calls us, every single Christian, to be.
Esto es lo que Dios nos llama a todos nosotros, a cada uno de los cristianos, a ser.
A royal priesthood and a holy nation. He commands us to be holy as he is holy so that our everyday life is different from that of the world.
Un sacerdocio real, una nación santa. Él nos ordena a ser santos como él es santo para que nuestra vida cotidiana sea diferente a la del mundo.
He commands us to be different and to stick out as different to the world around us so that they might have this opportunity to see the kingdom of God is truly at hand, and it's only when we live lives of holiness that we can find true shalom peace in our own lives.
Él nos ordena que seamos diferentes y que nos mantengamos como diferentes al mundo que nos rodea para que puedan tener la oportunidad de ver que el reino de Dios está realmente cerca y que solo cuando vivimos estas vidas de santidad podemos encontrar la verdadera paz, shalom, en nuestras propias vidas.
So, do we understand that?
So, ¿lo entendemos?
The only way you can find true peace in your life is through this kingdom of God.
La única manera que usted puede encontrar paz real es a través del reino de Dios.
There's no other way.
No hay otro modo.
Not for lack of trying, we try a lot.
No por suerte, ya lo tratamos.
We have to be different.
Tenemos que ser diferentes.
But being different is scary.
Pero ser diferente da miedo.
Especially when we aren't even sure if it's going to make a difference or when it means letting go of this world that we finally figured out how to navigate and survive.
Especialmente cuando ni siquiera estamos seguros de qué marcará la diferencia o cuánto significa dejar ir el mundo que hemos aprendido a navegar y a sobrevivir.
We talk about it.
Hablamos de ello.
But we can't really envision or imagine it.
Pero realmente no podemos visualizarlo o imaginarlo.
So we don't really believe it's possible.
Y por eso no podemos, no creemos que es posible.
See, our God complex, our fear, or maybe it's our arrogance, whatever it is, it makes it almost impossible for us to believe anything that we can't first imagine and understand to be real.
Nuestro complejo de Dios, nuestro miedo, o tal vez nuestra arrogancia, lo que sea, hace que casi sea imposible para nosotros creer que algo que no podemos imaginar o comprender primero podría ser real.
So when something is presented to us that we can't imagine or comprehend,
so cuando se nos presenta algo que nosotros ni siquiera podemos comprender o imaginar,
we reject it or we modify it to fit into something that we can understand.
Lo rechazamos o lo modificamos para que encaje en cosas que nosotros podamos entender.
Okay. But resurrection means that there are now possibilities for life that we never had nor could even imagine.
Pero la resurrección significa que ahora hay posibilidades de vida que nunca tuvimos ni pudimos imaginar.
And like I said, sometimes because we can't imagine something,
y como dije antes, a veces porque nosotros no podemos imaginar algo,
it's difficult if not impossible for us to accept that it's real.
Es difícil y si no imposible para nosotros aceptar que esto es real.
And the same, sadly, is often true of the resurrection and what it means for us.
Lo mismo, tristemente, es a menudo cierto de la resurrección y lo que significa para cada uno de nosotros.
Consider the ladies who went to the tomb.
Pensemos en las mujeres que fueron al sepulcro.
Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, went to the tomb in order to anoint the body of Jesus.
María Magdalena, María la madre de Santiago y Salomé fueron al sepulcro para ungir el cuerpo de Jesús.
And this is normal and expected acts of people who recently lost a loved one to death.
Y estos actos son normales y esperados de las personas que recientemente perdieron a un ser querido por muerte.
Jesus had died. He was dead.
Jesús había muerto. Estaba muerto.
So Mark writes, as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He's been raised. He's not here. Look, there is the place that they laid him.
Marcos 16:5 dice, y cuando entraron en el sepulcro, vieron y un joven sentado al lado derecho, cubierto con una larga ropa blanca, y se asustaron. Pero les dijo, no os asustéis, buscad a Jesús Nazareno, el que fue crucificado. Ha resucitado, no está aquí. Mira el lugar en donde lo pusieron.
They're told by this young man dressed in a white robe that Jesus is gone.
Este joven vestido con una túnica blanca les dice que Jesús se ha ido.
Not that his body's been removed by someone or something, but that his physical body that was crucified to death is now raised to life.
No es que su cuerpo haya sido removido por alguien o algo, sino que su cuerpo físico, que fue crucificado hasta la muerte, ahora fue resucitado a la vida.
They were told that Jesus was alive.
Les dijo que Jesús estaba vivo.
That would be unbelievable news for any of us.
Esto sería una noticia increíble para cualquiera de nosotros.
Right? We know that when you die, you stay dead.
Nosotros sabemos que cuando tú te mueres, te quedas muerto.
If you didn't know that, you know that now.
Si tú no sabías eso, ya lo sabes ahora.
Right? People don't come back from the dead.
La gente no vuelve de la muerte.
And these ladies all knew the same truth that we know today.
Y estas mujeres sabían la misma verdad que nosotros sabemos ahora.
So this person tells them, but go, tell his disciples and Peter that he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you.
Y pero esta persona les dice, pero id, decir a sus discípulos y a Pedro que él va delante de vosotros a Galilea, allí lo veréis como os digo.
So understand, after telling the ladies that Jesus has risen from the dead, he gives them instructions to go share that with Peter and the disciples.
Entonces, después de decirles a las mujeres que Jesús había resucitado de entre los muertos, les da instrucciones para que compartan con Pedro y sus discípulos.
And they were supposed to meet Jesus in Galilee, and then this mission is going to continue.
Iban a encontrarse con Jesús en Galilea y la misión iba a continuar.
For us today as Christians,
para nosotros hoy como cristianos,
the resurrection means that the mission will continue.
significa que la resurrección, la misión va a continuar.
That God restores life even in the darkest moments when it seems impossible.
Que Dios restaura la vida incluso en los momentos más oscuros cuando parece imposible.
But we are all too often like the ladies here.
Pero con demasiada frecuencia nosotros somos como las mujeres aquí.
And I want to make sure I'm not picking on the women like that's just who happen to be there.
Y quiero asegurarme que no estoy enfocándome mucho así en las mujeres.
Es lo que está en la Biblia.
Que están aquí. Pero es lo que está en la Biblia.
Okay. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
Ellas salieron huyendo del sepulcro porque les había entrado temor y espanto y no dijeron nada a nadie porque tenían miedo.
They were supposed to go tell this truth.
Ellas se supone que tenían que ir y compartir esta verdad.
So the next line should say, and they went and told this truth.
So la siguiente línea debería de decir, y ellas se fueron y dijeron eso.
But instead it says, they were afraid and didn't do it.
Pero en lugar de esto dice, tuvieron miedo y no dijeron nada.
They were afraid to share this truth.
Tenían miedo de compartir esta verdad.
They were afraid to look forward.
Tenían miedo de mirar hacia adelante.
Imagine this, the experience of the darkness and the pain that came with the crucifixion of Jesus was still fresh with them.
Imagínate, la experiencia de la oscuridad y el dolor que vino con la crucifixión de Jesús todavía estaba fresca.
The sun may have risen, but make no mistake, they walked in darkness to that tomb.
Puede que el sol haya salido, pero no se equivoquen. Caminaron en la oscuridad hacia la tumba.
There are so many of us who know exactly how they feel.
Habemos muchos de nosotros que sabemos exactamente cómo se siente esto.
Like something was unfairly or violently taken from us.
Como si algo nos hubiera sido arrebatado injustamente o violentamente.
Like all we want to do is just turn the clock back. So that we can undo this horrific event that will forever cast a shade in our life and rob us of the full joy that was ours.
Como si todo lo que quisiéramos hacer es retroceder el reloj para poder deshacer este horrible evento que siempre ensombrecerá nuestra vida y nos robará toda la alegría que queríamos.
I wanna confess something to you.
Quiero confesarle algo.
This last year felt like it was full of darkness, pain, suffering, and fear that just overwhelmed me.
Este último año se sintió como si estuviera lleno de oscuridad, dolor, sufrimiento, y miedo.
I had a lot of what I would call violent acts committed against me.
Tuve muchos actos de violencia cometidos en mi contra.
And so I wanted more than anything to just undo these acts of violence against me and my family and this church.
Quería más que nada deshacer estos actos de violencia contra mí, mi familia y esta iglesia.
I wanted to turn back the clock.
Quería hacer retroceder el reloj.
To just somehow have them undone.
Para de alguna manera deshacerlas.
I think we've all been there.
Creo que todos hemos pasado por eso.
But there are probably some here who are right there right now.
Probablemente aquí hay algunos de ustedes que están pasando por esos momentos.
It's like we're running towards the west trying to catch the setting sun before that last bit of light disappears.
Pareciera como que estás corriendo hacia el oeste tratando de atrapar el sol poniente antes de que desaparezca la última gota de luz.
But you realize you're running in vain.
Pero te das cuenta que estás corriendo en vano.
And what's happening is you're pouring out all of your life into something that's just not coming back.
Y estás derramando toda tu vida en algo que no va a volver.
You're never going to catch the setting sun.
Nunca vas a agarrar el sol que se está yendo.
And yet we try that so often.
Y lo tratamos muchas veces.
We want things to come back, to change, not the way they are right now.
Queremos que las cosas cambien para que no sean como son ahora.
There's so many of us who find themselves in the middle of the darkest days of their life, and they're told that the sun is going to break over the east and the resurrection is coming, but for many of them, that resurrection is scarier than the darkness, because we don't want new life. We want the old life that made us feel comfortable, the one we knew, the one we had.
Hay tantos que se encuentran en medio de los días más oscuros de sus vidas. Y se les dice que el sol se romperá por el este y que la resurrección se acerca, pero para muchos de ellos la resurrección es más aterradora que la oscuridad, porque no quieren una vida nueva. Quieren la vieja, la que los hizo sentir cómodos.
I get it.
Y yo lo entiendo.
We can't imagine how things could get better. We only know what we lost and we want back.
No podemos imaginar cómo podrían mejorar las cosas. Solo sabemos que queremos lo que perdimos. Lo queremos de vuelta.
I've seen this more over these last few months than I ever have in my entire life.
He visto esto más en estos últimos meses que nunca en mi vida.
I've seen it with members of my church.
Lo veo en los, con los miembros de mi iglesia.
I see it with some of my friends.
Lo veo con algunos de mis amigos.
I see it with my ex-wife.
Lo veo con mi ex-esposa.
I see it with so many who claim to believe in Christ and his promise of resurrection.
Lo veo con tantos que dicen creer que Cristo y en su promesa de resurrección.
But because they can't imagine what a new and better life looks like, they put all of their life and effort into trying to turn the world backwards and bring the sun back up in the west, rather than simply finding peace and allowing the rays and the warmth of the sun to warm their face from the east.
Ponen toda su vida y esfuerzo en tratar de hacer retroceder el mundo y traer el sol del nuevo al oeste, en lugar de simplemente encontrar la paz y permitir que los rayos del calor del sol calienten su rostro desde el oeste.
I confess that I spent the last couple of years trying to turn the world backwards.
Confieso que pasé los últimos dos años tratando de hacer retroceder el mundo.
And it drained everything out of me.
Y me drenó todo.
It drained everything out of my children.
Drenó todo de mis hijos.
And it drained this church body.
Y drenó este cuerpo de la iglesia.
But God is faithful.
Pero Dios es fiel.
I told you that late last year the Lord convicted me of his faithfulness during this horrible storm of attacks.
Les dije que a finales del año pasado el Señor me convenció de su fidelidad durante esta horrible tormenta de ataques.
And it was only when I trusted God with his resurrection, a resurrection that I couldn't imagine.
Y fue solo cuando confié en Dios con su resurrección, una resurrección que no podía imaginar.
It's only when I stopped chasing a past life in the west and turned my face to the east.
Fue solo cuando dejé de perseguir una vida pasada en el oeste y volví mi rostro hacia el este.
That I finally saw the light break over the horizon and immediately felt it warm my body and breathe new life into me.
Que vi la luz romper en el horizonte e inmediatamente sentí que calentaba mi cuerpo y me influía nueva vida.
I could once again begin to see a vision for this church.
Pude una vez más comenzar a ver su visión para esta iglesia.
I felt his warmth and his love and grace pour over me as I trusted in his will through the darkest and coldest parts of the night.
Sentí su calidez, su amor y su gracia derramar sobre mí mientras confiaba en su voluntad a través de las partes más oscuras y frías de la noche.
His vision for my future began to be revealed.
Su visión para mi futuro comenzó a revelar.
And I have to announce you.
Y tengo que anunciarle.
Although rumors spread faster than anything, so you probably heard something.
Aunque los rumores se propagan más rápido que cualquier otra cosa, pero es posible que ya lo hayan escuchado.
I mean, God's even brought this godly woman into my life who's quickly becoming a part of this resurrection that God has for me.
Pero Dios también trajo a mi vida una mujer piadosa que se está convirtiendo rápidamente en parte de esa resurrección.
And the reality is that I would have never seen or even known her if I had not turned my face back to the east.
Y la realidad es que nunca la habría visto ni conocido si no hubiera vuelto mi rostro hacia el este.
Because my fears of losing what I had,
porque mis temores de perder lo que yo tenía,
prevented me from imagining that God could bring new life in such a new and magnificent way.
Me impedían imaginar que Dios podría traer nueva vida en una manera tan nueva y magnífica.
These ladies were afraid.
Estas mujeres tenían miedo.
But we know that they overcame that fear and they looked to the new life, to the risen Christ.
Pero sabemos que vencieron ese miedo y miraron a la nueva vida, a Cristo resucitado.
And so I would encourage you all to do the same.
So les animo a todos a hacer lo mismo.
Friends, stop chasing the past and what was lost.
Amigos, dejen de perseguir el pasado y lo que se ha perdido.
And instead, allow your mourning to turn into joy.
En su lugar, permita que su luto se convierta en alegría y mi.
As you look to the east and to the risen Son of God, who is the first fruit of the resurrection.
Al mirar hacia el este y al Hijo de Dios resucitado.
Friends, the resurrection is coming because Christ is risen.
Amigos, la resurrección viene porque Cristo ha resucitado.
May we never turn our faces from the east again.
Que nunca volvamos nuestros rostros al este otra vez.
Adelante en el nombre de Cristo.
Yeah, go forward in the name of Jesus.
I want to read to you what Paul wrote to the Corinthians.
Quiero leerle lo que el apóstol Pablo le escribió a la iglesia de Corintios.
And as I read this, I want to invite the worship team to come back up.
Y mientras estoy leyendo, quiero invitar al grupo de alabanza a pasar enfrente.
Paul says, "From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way."
De manera que todos, que nosotros de aquí en adelante a nadie conocemos según la carne, y aun si a Cristo conocimos según la carne, ya no lo conocemos así.
So if anyone is in Christ, there's a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new.
De modo que si alguno está en Cristo, nueva criatura es. Las cosas viejas pasaron, todas son hechas nuevas.
All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
Y todo esto proviene de Dios, quien nos reconcilió consigo mismo por Cristo y nos dio el ministerio de la reconciliación.
That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us.
Dios estaba en Cristo reconciliando consigo al mundo, no tomándoles en cuenta a los hombres sus pecados, y nos encargó a nosotros la palabra de la reconciliación.
So we're ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
Así que somos embajadores en el nombre de Cristo. Como si Dios rogara por medio de nosotros, o rogamos en nombre de Cristo, reconciliados con Dios.
For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Al que nos conoció, al que no conoció pecado, por nosotros lo hizo pecado, para que nosotros seamos justicia de Dios en él.
Amén, amén. He is risen.
Él ha resucitado.
And I get that it's something that we often just say and don't consider.
Y yo entiendo que muchas veces es algo que decimos, pero no lo entendemos.
And it's a mystery that is difficult to grasp.
Y es un misterio difícil de entender.
And so God allows us practices such as the sacraments to exercise these things.
Y Dios permite los sacramentos para practicar, para entender estas cosas.
We participate in the Holy Communion.
Nosotros participamos en la Santa Comunión.
Understanding that somehow we take in the broken body of Christ and his blood and allow him to do a work within us.
Entendiendo que nosotros tomamos el cuerpo quebrantado de Jesús, haciendo el trabajo en nosotros.
And we also practice baptism.
Y también practicamos el bautismo.
Where we would be brought into the waters and die with Christ.
Donde somos sumergidos en el agua, muriendo con Cristo.
And risen with him again.
Y resucitando con él otra vez.
Knowing that through the waters, God does both a symbolic act and a real, literal act within us.
Sabiendo que a través de las aguas, Cristo hace algo simbólico y también real en nuestras vidas.
And so we're going to worship the Lord through another song.
So vamos a adorar a Dios con otro canto.
And then we are going to celebrate the baptism.
Y vamos a celebrar el bautismo.
Of one of our own this morning, or this afternoon.
de uno de los de nosotros esta tarde.
So let's pray first. Would you rise to your feet?
Oremos primero. ¿Puede levantarse?
Lord, as we seek to know you, I pray that you would fill us with your presence. I pray that you would help us to at least apprehend, to grasp, Lord, that you are doing something mysterious within each one of us, and that you call us, that you draw each one of us to you. So I pray as we continue to worship you, Lord, that you would help us to truly, truly grasp, to just understand, to believe, to have faith in this resurrection that you have for us, not just when we pass and when you return, but even now that the resurrection is real, that you resurrect life in our marriages, in our families, with our children, with our spouses, with our loved ones, with our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors, even the foreigners who come into our lands, Father. I pray that you would help us to bring restoration and reconciliation into all the things that have been destroyed by sin. I pray that your kingdom would come even now into our community by the way that we live, by the way that we act, that we would be your people. And I pray, Lord, that even now you would bless these waters and make them holy to you. That they would not just be ordinary elements of this world, but by your Spirit, Father, they would be vehicles by which you would work, vehicles by which you would carry your Spirit into your called one. And bless each one of us as a church that as we witness this, as we participate with Brendan in this, Lord, I pray that we would remember our own baptisms and that we would remember what it is that we are called to, that we are baptized into the bride of Christ, that we are baptized into the church, into your people. And for those who haven't been baptized, Father, I pray by the Spirit you would draw them to you, to desire you, to want to be a part of what it is you're doing, to make that proclamation, to take that step, and to join you, Father, to join your family, to be a part of your church, your people, your bride. Be glorified, Father, in all that we do because we worship you, we love you. And give us the divine imagination so that we can look forward in hope and know that whatever it is you offer, Lord, it is beyond anything we could imagine, but we know that it is beautiful, it is great, it is righteous, and it is love. Bless us, Lord, we pray this in the name of Christ. Amen.